Hey guys, what's up? Welcome for the new podcast. Today I was told about Shakespeare. We're going to welcome our new guest, Theo.
Hello, everybody.
He'll start by talking about Shakespeare. He was a playwright, poet, and actor. Born on 26 April 1564, like me, he is considered one of the greatest dramatists of the English language, and he wrote 30 works.
He was a man who did a lot, but how and why are William Shakespeare's work and still known today?
Some of these works are timeless, such as Romeo and Juliet, which is the story of an impossible love between two soulmates, who unfortunately cannot live it out because of their families. This play has been performed more than 120 times in music, cartoon series, and film.
Oh yes, like Romeo and Juliet by Baz Luhrmann, Romeo and Juliet by Carlo Carley, and Never Forget by Nick Cassavetes, that I loved. But there are also other well-known works.
Oh yes, like Hamlet, which inspired The Lion King. Hamlet has inspired The Lion King, but stories actually have a villain who murders his brother to dethrone him. Mufasa's word of Hamlet's deceased father and Scar hold a skull in one of the scenes in reference to the famous one of Warwick's skull in.
Oh, I didn't know!
Did you know that Shakespeare was considered the master of emotions?
Of course! He's considered as such because in his play, he used several techniques. As in Romeo and Juliet, their ambiguity, contradiction, and the grotesque to make a read question things as reinforce the dramatic action.
Oh yes, there is a certain Cornelian dilemma as a Pierre Cornelian's play, Lucide.
Paradox and irony are used extensively by William Shakespeare. Let's take the example of Hamlet, the quote, to be and not to be, for paradox.
Of course, and irony is a quotation, you best a falsehood take his garb of truth.
In my opinion, Shakespeare is still influenced today because his work have a particular was of experiencing emotion, which means that most of his play are revered today because they give the spectator or reader the chance of feel of those emotion as they did the first time they were performed. But as law, it influenced the world of theatre, cinema, and so on, because his story is well detailed of the emotion we feel every day, excuse me.
For me, Shakespeare has had a great influence on the modern theatre. He also played a role in the development of dramatic genre. Before him, love stories were not considered valid subjects for tragedy. Conveying information to the audience was the sole purpose of monologues. Whereas Shakespeare used them to explore the minds of the characters. He lives on today through our language, our culture, our society, and through his influence on education. Shakespeare played a crucial role in modernizing English, and it is thanks to him that it is the world language.
A trifor conclude that William Shakespeare's work is universal and eternal because it has been repeated so many times. He used emotion that we all have a real experience one day, and many techniques that captivate the reader viewers.
It is the end of this podcast. See you soon.
Goodbye. Oh, and thank you. See you soon, too.